We're going to start, Hilchot Yom Tov, we're going to start from Rav Eliyahu's book, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Okay, it's also for Ashkenazim, also Sfaradim. Okay. And I don't know if he wrote it himself or he wrote things and they put it together. I don't think he wrote it himself. I think it's at PPSK. They put it out. It's stuff that he wrote, but he didn't put it in the form of this book. They took from all the stuff that he said and they put it in this form. So we're doing Halachot of Yom Tov.
Rabbi Hassan, Rabbi Yosef, and other rabbis that are in his organization.
They said it all together. Yeah, it is in his halacha, yeah. Eruv Tavshirim, we had that recently, right? And Erev Shvish and Pesach. We had Eruv Tavshirim. So Rav Eliyahu is very clear. I love Rav Eliyahu's books. They're the clearest books. Very clear, the halacha. Kshechal Yom Tov Berev Shabbat, Asur Levashel Bo Shabbat, Ela Em Ken Yaseru Tavshirim Erev Yom Tov. When Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbat, like it was on Shvi Shel Pesach, you're not allowed to cook and prepare anything from Shabbat, from the Yom Tov for Shabbat. Anything. You can't put up a soup to heat it up on a fire. For Yom Tov, you're allowed to, but you can't for Shabbat. Unless you do a thing which is called Eruv Tavshirin. Eruv. What's the Eruv? To mix. Put it together. Tov lachriz with the Knesset, Erev Yom Tov, Achrei, Shtilat Shachrit, Avoker, Gam, Yitzet, Kiyat, Amicha, Shemitzvah, Laneach, Eruv. Okay? It's, by the way, the Eruv, when do we do it? On Erev Yom Tov we do the Eruv. Not on Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov. And in the morning, after Shacharit, you can do the Eruv. In the day, on Erev Yom Tov, that's when it's Eruv. It's good that in the morning, after the evening, they announce in Shul. Don't forget Eruv Tavshirin. A lot of places they announce it. A lot of places, the big sign up in Shul. Eruv Tavshirin. Okay?
The places where the Rav of the neighborhood around the city,
there's
a rooftop scene for everyone.
But still, the person who said that, in every place, in the other story, even the AV Rav of the city does for the whole city, right? You have to do yourself, and if you forgot, then you could rely on it. But I have a friend who forgot once.
It's a spare parachute.
Can't beat you. He forgot once. I have a friend who forgot once. So he went to the Rav and said, I did it for everyone. If you forgot, you could do it. A different time, you forgot again. So he went to the Rav again and he said, it's not so simple anymore. You can't rely on me. Did you do it? You forgot to do it? Or you said, anyways, the Rav's good. What happened exactly? Kitzu, you don't rely on the one that the Rav does and the one that the community does and the one that the city does. You do yourself, your own. If one forgot, you can rely on that. But
is there like, you can rely on the
Bedeel
only kind of a thing? Is there a
rule like that? You don't rely on it. No, it's no rule like that, but you're not supposed to chatchila rely on it. It doesn't work like that.
It's Bedeel.
Bedeel. If you have a situation, you can rely on it. Okay. Simple halacha. Gam Yisha yechola laneach Eruv Tavshilin mevarech. Also, a woman is able to do Eruv Tavshilin. It's a normal thing. She can do it herself. She doesn't wait for her husband to do it. גם מי שהניח עירוב יקדים להכין את צורכי השבת ולא יכינם סמוך ממש לפני שבת. Even the one who did put an עירוב, he's made an עירוב תבשין, now he wants to prepare for Shabbos, make sure not to cook very close to Shabbos. On Yom Tov, not to cook very close to Shabbos. It could be a problem there. I think it might go into Shabbos, but yeah. Okay? But the Avad, of course he could do until Shabbos comes to Chathchila. When the time of lit benching, of lighting the candles, now we could stop cooking and go light the candles. Okay. Mima osim eruv. What do we make eruv from? Eruv machinim. You prepare eruv from. You set a eruv from bread. And a certain food which you're used to eating with the bread. Okay? Anything, a can of tuna, an egg, salad.
Doesn't have to be a cooked dish?
All right?
Doesn't have to be a cooked dish?
Cooked. Tafshil has to be cooked.
Has to be cooked. Okay. It can't be tuna.
Tuna is not cooked?
It's cooked in the can. Oh.
It can't be like a salad.
No, not the first salad. Cooked like more adbucha. So, how much bread? Kabeitza or more. Why? Because that's a souda. Souda is a kabeitza. It's good to have a whole roll. Not to have if you have a slice and a roll and you have enough, it's better to put aside the roll.
What about like your sheet of matzo?
That's a roll. It's a whole roll. That's what you do, right?
That's what I use.
Of course. Yes. Well, you didn't have bread, did you?
I didn't use that. I
hope you
well,
did.
I didn't have any matzo. You could use two cooked items, but...
No, it's just lechem. Oh. You have to have bread.
Oh, there's bread without wheat.
Yeah, no, you need bread with wheat. Or bread with 1 in 5 grains.
Why is that? Because the community was made out of bread?
You have to have bread. Bread is a meal. Eruv means you're making a meal. A meal. So it has to have bread and something which goes with the bread. That's what Eruv means.
But the community Eruv is also, as Matzah says, has the community Eruv also, correct?
Yeah. That's
you're
not relying on that. Yeah. Sensible. We're not relying on that. You want to do your own Eruv.
Yeah, I'm saying, because they're using Matzah, the Eruv is Matzah.
I tell you what. You're talking about the Eruv Tafshilin or Stam Eruv?
Stam Eruv.
Stam Eruv, they always do with matzah. You know why? Because it stays.
All
year.
Until the mice get to it.
Until the mice get to it. They put it high, you hang it.
The mice?
No, you can also hang the mice. You bring those cats. So.
Our cats don't like matzah.
They're not here to the Zeh. I don't know if you're allowed to keep them anymore. So. The dish that you put has to have could be only a kazais. The bread has to be a kabeitza, and the food that you put has to be a kazais. It's very little, 27 grams, it's very little.
So like a hard-boiled egg?
Betach.
Hard-boiled egg, a square matzah in your set.
Okay, but don't peel the hard-boiled egg. You peel it, you have a problem with eating it after. And then it's not even an eruv so much. Do with the
no,
shell.
But you can peel it later when you eat it.
When you eat it, don't peel it before, because if the knife goes through it and it's peeled totally without even a little bit of a shell on it, so you have a problem. So. Okay. Oh, he says this. So today we have a fridge, you can put anything, you can put a pulque if you want, you can put a fish, whatever you want. Lachen nagu l'achin beitza kasha. I guess before there were fridges, they made hard boiled egg. Now, if you don't have bread, oh, you hear Hanan? If you don't have bread, you don't have matzah, you don't have bread, so you can also do the eruv just on the food. Even on one food.
On one or two?
Even on one. Even a kazayas of food, it'll be enough if you don't have bread.
Well, if you didn't have refrigeration and you didn't have an egg, what would you use?
Anything else which is cooked. Okay. Now, if you don't have a food, you only have bread, you cannot do Eruv Tafshilin. And then you can rely on the Rav's Eruv. If he has only bread and no food, can't do Eruv Tafshid, he has to rely on the Eruv the Rav did.
Now, what about like desserts, like, was it mandel bread? Yes, I mean, that has a long shelf life, but is actually, you served it as a dessert.
It's a moitzi?
Not
a moitzi, it's sweet, right?
Yeah.
Not a moitzi.
No, I mean, you'd have bread plus.
Huh?
You'd have bread, lechem, or matzah. And then, like, mandel bread.
That doesn't
like
go with bread. It doesn't go with bread. It needs to be something that you eat with the meal, with the bread.
Okay.
Like an egg, you eat with the bread, you're free. That's okay. Now, some a good idea is to put it, to set it aside. You put it in a bag, you put it somewhere separate, you put it, you know, you can't, if you eat it before Shabbos comes in, you have no eruv. You're stuck. You can't eat it before Shabbos. After Shabbos comes in, after Ben HaShemashot, you're good. Even if you ate it, then buy it. Before Ben HaShemashot, you have a problem.
You have to wait till the meal of the day?
You don't have to, but the chatchila we wait till the morning. Even if it's gone, one Sabbath will clear. So it's still a good eruv. The best thing is to cook a special dish for the eruv. And if you didn't do that, you could also use a bought dish like sardines or tuna. Even if something's not cooked, it's kavush, pickled. Also, you can use because pickled is cooked halachically. But you don't do the eruv from leftover foods. Leftover food, you don't do it. Why? Chatchila, you don't do it because it's a bizayon. You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing with leftovers. The mitzvah nicely. Okay. If you don't have anything else, then fine. That's what you can use. Seder gamur. How do we do the eruv? On Yom Chamishi, right? Because this is all we're talking about. Yom Tov is on Yom Shishi. Friday, so then on Thursday, on Erev Yom Tov, so then you take the bread and you take the food and you hold it and you make a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Mitzvanu, Al Mitzvat Eruv, on the Mitzvah Eruv. And afterwards, you say the words like this. You say it in Aramaic, you say it in Hebrew, you say it in English, you can say it in any language you understand. In Aramaic, you say, בדין אירובה יהיה שער אלינו להפור לבשול לתמול לתקונה שחול לזה גנרל מהדקות צריכים להיות לשבת. כן? You have to understand what you're saying. So if you don't understand, you say the Aramaic and then you repeat it in English or in Hebrew or in Russian or in any other language you understand. And it means like this. But this Eruv will be permitted to us to bake, to cook, to cover the food, to fix, slaughter if you need, and to light candles and do all our needs from Yom Tov into Shabbat, for Shabbat. That's what you're supposed to say. Okay. Now you have to say, and to say all these things, to bake, to cook, all the things that are permitted. If you don't say it, it's not good. You have to say it. So you have it in English, right? If you understand English, say it in English. Say that? Or same like we said by Bdikas Chametz and Srifat Chametz.
When you want something to leave as cooking food, let's say food was cooked, and the leave for Shabbat is...
It's wet?
Most food is
wet. Wet?
Are you making sauce? No.
No, so it's not cooking. But it's preparing for Shabbat. Yeah. You have to do eruv. Yes. Yeah. If you don't want, so if you don't do eruv, you wait till Shabbat comes, then you put on the cloth. We have this baya and not baya, but we have this inyan and Rosh Hashanah. From one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, because it's two separate days.
Before,
you can't put before.
Yeah.
No, we don't do eruv for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. We just wait till the night and then. Man, Rosh Hashanah, yeah?
Last year was always on top of the Shabbat.
Yeah, but this year, no. It's Sunday night is Rosh Hashanah, Monday and Tuesday.
Shabbat is before Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. We go to Uman before Shabbat. You can come, yeah, Yaakov, Baruch Hashem. Say amen.
Amen.
Good. Baruch Hashem.
Without the cash.
You don't need a tikkun.
Yeah, take the cash.
And leave it there.
So they cut a little bit of tax on your piece.
If one. The whole day, yeah, he has in his mind that he's going to do an eruv. And now, shkia is at, let's say it was 5 o'clock, 10. And at 10 after 5, he's, oh my god, I forgot to do eruv. Maya said, make an eruv without a bro. Without Hashem's name. Baruch Atah, Melech HaOlam. Masachi Vesama? If someone, you forgot doing Eruv, and you remembered only Ben Ashmashot, after Shkia, before Tzedek Kochavim, of Yom Tov. He could do an Eruv without a bracha. It's a bracha without Hashem's name. Put it aside so you don't come to eat it before Shabbat. So there's no Eruv. It has to be there and when Shabbat comes. Now, we'll see in a second what you do with it. Now, if I davened early, I davened Tfilat Arvit of Yom Tov early, by Plaga Mincha, when it was still sun out. I come home and I realize I didn't do an Eruv. Could I do an Eruv now?
No.
Come on. Even though the sun is out. And Malasa, you accepted Yom Tov on yourself? Now you're going to rely on the Rav's Eruv.
What about having your daughters do it if they're over Bar Mitzvah, or your wife if she has an
above Bar Mitzvah? Above. We said that women can do it.
Right, so if you've done it early and they haven't, and they haven't lit candles yet.
So they could do, yeah. And they're going to prepare for the Chag, not you. So, what do you do with the Eruv?
Situation
we can say to his wife, yeah, it's before they accept it. So, what do you do with the Eruv? Ah, Reuben, that's what you asked, right?
Okay.
Fine. Some say eat it Friday night. Why? Some say no, eat it on Shlishi Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Why? And every meal use it as the Lechem Mishnah. Why? It's a chibub mitzvah, you have the mitzvah on the table.
I heard another reason. Make sure that you intended to be covering all you prepared for all the meals. You wait until the last meal.
But it's a minagin, and it's okay, whatever you do. Even if you didn't eat it at all, it's fine.
It's a double meat.
Okay.
Let's
say you want 20 people from the things.
You have to be,
when
one day to
the
roof, you have to be
open to listen. No, because it's a schut. You're covering it. If you're doubting your mind, you're covering. Now, a rabbi of a city, or a gadol, or the big in the community, he makes the eruv with someone together. How do they do that? First of all, he makes the eruv for all of you in the city, all of you are going to be here on Yom Tov, everyone. And everyone who prepared the eruv and lost it, everyone who forgot, right? What does he do? He gives it to someone, and takes another person with him. You lift it, and have in mind all the people. Tizakez, eh? They call it tzibur. You make it belong now to all the people in the, and then give it back to him. You give it back to the Rav. Then the Rav makes the bracha. Okay. And then the Rav says, with this, we'll permit it to us and to the whole city. But there's a mitzvah for each one to do it. Okay. But if someone does not put in the roof, the Rav does the roof, the poshea. Says that he poshea. He doesn't want to be a poshea, right? Even if he's a poshea, he's going to do the eruv. But you don't do that, dechatchila, it's b'diavad. Let's say a person is in a hospital, Hashem Yarachem. He can't do a eruv, he doesn't have it. The Rav of the hospital does a eruv, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav of the city does a eruv. Now, if you're guest by someone, you don't do an eruv. He does the eruv for you. And you could cook and you could help him and do everything. Okay? Of course. But if your wife wants to light candles in her own house, she has to do it in the house. But if it's just for lighting candles, you don't do it with a bracha. If it's just for lighting candles, you don't do it with a bracha. You have to have it. You could do everything. You could cook. You could prepare. You could do everything. But if you know the whole meals you're eating with someone, and just you want to go home to light the candles, then you make it a wuv. The wife can make it a wuv at home before Yom Tov without a bracha. Now, when do we do an eruv? Lechatchila, first of all, you don't do an eruv with bread that you left already from the Pesach before or whatever. You make a new, everything new, special eruv. Lechatchila, you do the eruv when an erev yom tov mamash in the morning after the tefillah, you go home, you do eruv tefillin. But if you're afraid you're going to forget, you also have to do it on the night before with a bracha. But if you're afraid you forget even that, so you could do it before on Tuesday or on Wednesday or whatever without a bracha. And if you remember on Thursday on Erev Yom Tov, make it without a bracha again.
But if you're making it without a bracha, do you read the second part in English?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Now, very important halacha. Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbat, like the case that we're talking about here, Yom Tov which is on Erev Shabbos, right? So we have to have on Yom Tov two meals, one at night and one at day. Now you have a baya. If you have a meal too late, you're not going to be ta'ev le'echol, you're not going to have a desire to eat on Friday night, it's bizayon for Shabbat. Therefore, lechatchila, do the Suda early. Early. What is it early? Baboker, before Chatzot. Do the Suda, at least a start. Before Chatzot of the day.
Okay.
You do the Suda, yeah. You eat. Not so hard, right? Finish the Tefillah, 11. Even the late Minyanim, 11:30, yalla. You have a net, you finish by 8:30, yalla. Finish with Chag. Now, if you didn't eat before then, you went to some kubal, you davened with all the kavanot, and you forgot to eat. You were in the field, you don't know what's going on with you, or you fell asleep. So you can eat until Zman Michaktana, you can eat a regular meal. Zman Michaktana is about two hours, a little bit more than 2 hours before the Shabbat, before the Shkia. Okay? The Torah is before the Shkia. Okay, a regular meal. Now, and if you forgot that too, okay, finish before 2 hours. You forgot that, now it's in the 2 hours. You wash, you eat a kazaita bread, or how much you eat? It's just a kazaita bread, and you bench. Meat, vizet, you save the meal for the night. Okay. Your fee. So everyone knows when we light candles. When do we light candles on Erev Shabbat? On Erev Yom Tov? Like on Erev Shabbat. In Yerushalayim, there's a minhag Yerushalayim. Do 40 minutes before the Shkia. In Tzfat, they do 30 minutes before the Shkia. In some places, they do 18 minutes before the Shkia. But not later than that. If you didn't do that, so you can light until the Shkia. But don't try not to wait for the last moment. The white time after all. Lighting fire. Okay. For the
can up to 5 minutes before.
Why?
Avoy said the border is 5 minutes before.
Because not every place is Shaveh, exactly. And, yeah. Now, you talk about Yom Tov over here. So if you know, you see that there's pressure in the house, and you see that there's a chashash that your wife's not going to get to it, so take a nail neshama, or take a candle and light it, put it aside. Mm-hmm. And then, when your wife gets to it, even if it's Yom Tov already, she could light from another candle. It's Yom Tov, not Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to light before. Yom Tov, you should light before. If you didn't light before, so you can light us on Yom Tov from a different candle.
Also light in Yom Tov for, like we had just now, last holy day of Pesach, was El Shabbat.
El Shabbat, yeah.
You light the Shabbat candle from another Shabbat.
Right, on Yom Tov, right, exactly.
But you don't use the head of the match. You're adding the tail of the match or something else that can
help. Oh, really? What did you see?
That's what we learned, because if you light it from the head of the match, you're making fire. Because of
phosphorus.
By heating it up, the phosphorus and so on explodes into heat.
Ah, really? Very interesting.
That's about El Mamash.
I never heard that.
You do it just with the stick of the match or some other thing.
So you're just transferring.
You're just transferring the fire instead of making fire.
Very interesting. He probably says this, right? Yeah, we will see. Shakra. So we'll see if he says it. Yeah, very nice. Never heard that. Another thing about the lighting the candles have to, it's also for Arab Shabbos, candles have to be lit in the house before you walk in. You know why? Because there's two angels that walk home with you to shul, from shul, from Beit HaKnesset. A good angel and a not such pleasant angel. And if the good angel, right, the good angel, if you see that everything's prepared, the bed is set, the table is set, and you have a candle lit, so he says, I bless that this house will be also next week like this. And the bad angel has to say, Amen. Say, Amen. And if not, so the bad angel has permission to say, I wish it will be like this next week too. And the good angel has to say, Amen. So, therefore, you don't walk into the house when the candles are not lit yet. It happens to me almost every week because I dive in early now in the winter. In the summer, I dive in early minyan. So sometimes it's not shkia in for another 40 minutes when I come home. So I always wait outside until my wife calls me. When she's ready, she calls me. I don't walk in. I walk in when the candles are lit. I know my father also, somebody will not speak. Yeah. Another thing, a woman who lit on Yom Tov, either nail of Yom Tov, candle of Yom Tov on Yom Tov, or candle of Shabbos on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to put it out on Yom Tov. So to do, extinguish fire, as shul on Shabbat, or on Yom Tov, I'm sorry. So what do you do? Place it down either on the floor, or if you have a metal thing or whatever, tinfoil, whatever, you put it down, let it burn by itself.
The match.
You can't by yourself put it down. Blow it or blow on it. Okay? Not to throw it either. If you throw it, you're putting it out, to put it down.
Use a match to transfer
it. So he just said that I never heard it. He said the first time I heard that you can use a match, but not the side with the fire, with the red.
Oh, okay.
Just like the stick side.
Oh, like a piece of wood.
Yeah, use it as a piece of wood, exactly.
Okay, and then put it down on a piece of aluminum foil, let it burn out.
Yeah. So.
You open the window. It's like.
All right.
Say when you open the window, they draw the fire. You can, first of all, you're playing with the fire. And second of all, you might close the candles and get put out by the wind as well.
No.
Just need to put on a metal plate tomorrow on a little bit of water, don't you? Just allow for yourself.
Okay, so Wow, very interesting. If you're lighting with candles, but you don't have the ones with the tin on the bottom, you know, you just have real candles that you have to stick them, to glue them. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Before. To prepare them before Yom Tov, to glue them together. So if you have also for, you have to prepare for Shabbat, so you have to have two sets of, but if you have the candles like they have today, it's sitting in the tin, in the little tin thing, so then you have prepared on Yom Tov. It's prepared already. You're just putting it down. The gluing part of the shava, the wax, is prohibited on Yom Tov. We'll see in a second about the wicks.
But can you do it ahead of time?
Yeah. Before Yom Tov. Yeah. Now, also, women who light with oil and wicks, right? So the chatchila, you have to, you know, if you have those floaters, you have to stick the wick into the floater before a chag. Mm-hmm. Just to make a bunch, put them aside, and in the chag you prepare to put them in the oil. But not to put the chatchila, you don't put it into the floater on the Yom Tov itself. But the avad, if you didn't do it, you're allowed to put it in the floater. The chatchila, you don't put it in the floater. Okay, and also, if you make, today no one does this, but maybe for Hanukkah, you make the wick, some people do. You make the wick, I thought to make a wick on Yom Tov. You take Tzemel Geffen, cotton seed, what's it called? Cotton seed, that's it called?
Mm.
Cotton balls. And you want to make them into wicks, I thought to do on Yom Tov. One more halacha.
What about refilling the oil?
And by, yeah. On the chag and by. Okay. Of course, that's still, it's prohibited to turn on and off electricity on Yom Tov.
It's a Shabbat year too. That's what it is.
Now was Shabbat.
We
talk about the all these things
that we can take them
out. Yeah. Okay. Not on Shabbat.
No.
On Yom Tov for Shabbat.
Yeah.
Yeah, better. Tov b'seder yafeh meod. And if Erev Shabbat is on if Erev Shabbat is Chag, so also you have to prepare yourself for Ner Neshama, a candle that lasts for 24 hours. So the wife could light from it the candles, yeah? Or if you light, whoever lights.
24 hour candles, no, no.
Usually they last 48. More than 24.
Maybe a 48 candle.
Why? At a 24 hour, I lit it on the Erev Yom Tov, it lasts till the meal.
Okay, but they don't always do that.
No?
No.
Maybe it depends on the where they are, how much heat is around them. So you think the 48 for sure will last. Yeah.
Next,
we're
like
on
the 48
candle, and
it
lasted for about 30.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It didn't melt all the wax.
It went out in the middle.
No, it went down to the bottom, but it just went into the wax and left like a thick wall around it.
Uh-huh.
For some reason.
So it was enough to light the candles.
Yeah.
Still long enough to light the candles, but
almost every time I have a neighbor knocking on the door. Ish, right before the Shabbos comes in. Okay, people forget or whatever. The wind now goes out. This year, Shavuot, is hapuch. It's not, there's no Erev Tavshin. It's the opposite. Shabbat goes into Shavuot. So then also you have to be very careful. You're not allowed to prepare anything. Klum, you can't prepare anything from Shabbat to the Chag, because it's lower in the Kedusha. So someone asked once, could I take things out of the fridge or out of the freezer? Yeah, you could take it out of the freezer and put it on the counter. That's not preparing. You have challah in the freezer, take it out, put it on the counter, it's not called preparing. From Rosh Hashanah.
But the need for Shavuot. So the company assured you one day the food is gone because after you have to study. So you have to put the food before.
In a lot of times.
Can you?
What do
you
say?
You put the food on Shabbat for Yom Tov, but you eat for Shabbat too.
Ah, you put more.
You put more.
Right, we'll see.
Let's say Shabbat finishes.
Yeah, but the you're in shul, right? You're in Bet Knesset. You're saying Avit.
Yeah.
Your wife, she could put it. Yeah, so right after Shabbat is out, she lights the candle of Yom Tov. Right? On Yom Tov, you light the candle of Yom Tov. Not on Shabbat. Only after Pesach Chavim. Right? And then she right away put the food on the plata, and you dive in Alvit.
Okay,
you come back half an hour later, it's warm.
When you married the person who's a woman.
En malasot.
Asura
sebe.
Can
you put more food on the plata? No idea. We'll see soon. I don't know.
At Shabbos, after Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes, or whatever, or is it whatever you hold?
Whatever each one holds.
Can you prepare Erev Shabbos for Yontif?
Erev Shabbos, do whatever you want.
Okay.
It's a weekday, it's called. Only on Shabbos you can be perfect.
No, but like for Yom Tov.
You can prepare for next year if you want. Not only for Yom Tov. No, so I tell you, if it's food which is asur to heat on Shabbat, it's soup or something, then it's good to wait until after Rabbeinu Tam. If it's just for Kvod HaShabbat, so after Tzedakot Chavim, after 18 minutes already, you could put in the food. It's already past the Kvod HaShabbat.